This is Radio Christenbosch News, the Global Link.
Apostles' Council of Churches disappointed with omission from Constitutional Amendment Committee. The case calls for removal of betting billboard at Woodlands A Primary School, and Nigerian minister accused of forging qualifications resigned. Good afternoon. To present the main 13 hours news, my name is Patrick Muhawu. The details. The Apostles' Council of Churches in Zambia has expressed disappointment over the exclusion of 4 out of 8 church mother bodies in the country from the Constitutional Amendment Technical Committee constituted by the President. Apostles' Council of Churches Programs Manager Mwaona Zulu said only 4 church mother bodies were selected to serve on the committee, a move he described as unrepresentative and lacking inclusivity. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Reverend Zulu said the omission undermines the diversity of views needed in shaping a people-driven constitution. All church mother bodies should have been included to ensure that divergent views are captured in the important national document, said Reverend Zulu. He further called for adequate time to be allocated to the technical committee to thoroughly address all the concerns that led to the withdrawal of the Bill 7 from Parliament. Reverend Zulu expressed optimism that the bill could still be reintroduced after the upcoming elections to ensure the process produces a people-driven constitution that stands the test of time.
Therefore, it's good to have the technical committee to look into this matter. It's good that Bill 7 is not yet back in Parliament. My advice and my wish is that let this bill issue and the constitutional issue should not be amended before the elections. If it is done, no matter whether the consultation is done or is not done, but if this constitution amendment is done before the elections, then everybody, a lot of people think it's a political move. That's how it is. When it is done after the elections, then it's a genuine thing.
Government says it is repositioning the country as a regional hub for climate investment, with a focus on economic transformation driven by clean technology, renewable energy and sustainable finance. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has highlighted government's commitment to partnering in the development of invisible projects and mobilize international climate finance from facilities such as the Green Climate Fund, the Climate Investment Fund. Speaking at the inaugural Chief Executives Forum for the Electric Vehicle, EV, Ambassador Zambia Initiative in Lusaka today, where he also unveiled an electric vehicle at the ministry, Mr. Mposha said the event marked a shift in Zambia's investment narrative and also represented a new direction that blends industrial competitiveness, climate ambition and inclusive growth. The EV Ambassador Zambia initiative serves both as a demonstration and a signal that government is committed to advancing industrialization from raw material extraction to value-added production and from policy declarations to actual commercial investments, said Mr. Mposha. He further noted that the transport sector is among the largest contributors to global greenhouse gas emissions, accounting for about 23% of total energy-related carbon dioxide emissions, posing both a climate challenge and an economic opportunity.
Our government is repositioning Zambia as a regional climate investment hub where economic transformation is driven by clean technology, renewable energy, and sustainable finance. This is the political and economic context within which we gather today to explore the business case for e-mobility and the catalytic role it plays in attracting green.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has called on the Lusaka City Council to immediately take down a betting billboard erected at Woodlands A Primary School in Lusaka. NACAES Executive Director Aaron Chansa expressed concern that the billboard has the potential to entice learners into engaging in betting activities. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chansa questioned how both the council and school authorities could have allowed a betting billboard to be placed within the school premises. The billboard is located right at the entrance of the school, and this is shocking, said Dr. Chansa. He emphasized that betting advertisements should never be allowed near learning institutions, as they serve as distractions and negatively influence young learners. Dr. Chansa further urged authorities to exercise sensitivity and responsibility when approving the erection of billboards, particularly around schools. He warned that the uncontrolled erecting of betting billboards across the country is a breeding hub for an irresponsible society.
And our demand is that this billboard should be removed immediately and anywhere where such billboards are being done near schools should be removed. We don't want to see anything disturb the appetite of our learners to learn. Learners must not be confused with the betting adverts. They are very disturbing. And we call on the Lusaka City Council, the Minister of Education, and other government wings.
Scoop Zambia has called for measures to secure land rights for smallholder farmers in order to strengthen sustainable land governance in Zambia. Speaking during the Farmers' Rights Symposium workshop held in Kanchilea village of Chongwe district, Scoop Zambia board chairperson Christopher Banda said land is the people's identity and the foundation of food systems and livelihoods. Mr. Banda expressed concern that pressure on land continues to rise due to population growth, climate change and commercial investments driven by emerging technologies. He said these dynamics are reshaping Zambia's landscape, making open dialogue on land governance more urgent than ever. As Scoop Zambia believes the future of agriculture and environment depends on how the land is governed, said Mr. Banda. He emphasized that through partnerships with organizations and traditional leaders, Scoop Zambia aims to foster dialogue that leads to change in land acquisition practices and the development of policies that protect farmers, restore ecosystems, and promote justice and equality.
These forces are reshaping the landscape in ways that demand urgent dialogue, collaboration and action. Over the next 2 years, I mean 2 days, we will engage in exactly what we have mentioned, that is honest and forward looking dialogue, to unpack the key challenges and explore concrete solutions that can strengthen land tenure security, especially from women, youth, and smallholder farmers.
We now join Chira Silwamba with the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, update on the business side. As usual, 22 currency, 17.16 African dollar, 7.12 Chinese yuan, and 177 Japanese yen. Just in case you're driving a Toyota, 1.34 is the pound, 1.16 as in the euro, and 88.17 India, Qatar, 3.64 in case you're heading towards Doha. Commodity side, I'm looking at where 416 is the corn, 506 is the wheat, 10.49 soya beans, 90.26 core lovers. The God Kasen Sele plus God at Sage, right? The price has gone up $4,047 an ounce. So if you find it, it's expensive. And of course, copper $10.92 a ton, 2757 that is aluminium. If you're driving 66.16 and 62.46, that is in case you are flying, that is JP and Brent crude. And stock markets, like stock exchange, doing very well, 25390.82, and $1 million change your hands yesterday, 4691.1 Dow Jones, 9539.27, that is for you, FTSE 100. Now, to all of you, the question is concerned, just a strong currency, whether you like it or not, high likely. Main being sold, or number two, a lot of gold on the market. But for that, ain't bills coming up today or born this week. There is nothing, just a stroke from kwacha, and the market forces. There's so much kwacha, rather so much dollars on the market. So actually, strengthening our kwacha, it holds on 23.4 where it's buying is concerned, and 23.85. Very strong this whole week, no movement above 24. So, all in all, it's a very strong kwacha. Enjoy your lunch. It is bye bye.
Thank you very much, Chela. In African news, Nigeria's Minister of Innovation, Science and Technology, Uche Nnaji, has resigned just days after allegations emerged that he had forged his academic credentials. The resignation follows a newspaper investigation that claimed that Nnaji submitted falsified certificates to President Bola Tinubu during his ministerial appointment in 2023. Presidential spokesperson Bayo Onuga confirmed Nangi's resignation in a post on X late on Tuesday, quoting the minister as saying he had been a target of blackmail by political